Chinese is a beautiful and very challenging language. And one of the most challenging parts about it is the tones. So ma, 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 ma. That's five different words. In the beginning as a learner, it's actually really difficult to do the tones well. So most of the time, a Chinese person is either going to understand you or not understand you. They're not often going to misunderstand you because to be misunderstood, you actually have to say the wrong thing correctly. Kind of funny, right? Let me give you two great examples of when I did this. Once I was at a restaurant and I was ordering this delicious dish, tofu skin. So it's tofu pi. And I didn't say tofu pi down, up, tofu pi. I said tofu pi, which instead of tofu skin, I ordered tofu butt. So the waitress thought that was really funny. The second time I made a funny misconfusion was actually in the beginning of being in China. I was telling my class how amazing the similarities in languages were. I was saying, you know, you say mama for mom. And even in Italian, they say babbo for father. And you say baba. But I didn't say baba. I said, and you say baba. So baba means actually poop, and it's the way little kids say it. And that's it. Otherwise, you know, I didn't hear too many crazy misunderstandings, things like that. But that's my story. All right, have a great day.